partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the Downtown Eastside by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelum.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
Hello, welcome back to Love Notes. You are listening on 101.9 FM CITR. We are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people on UBC campus. And every week we get a guest to come make a love note for someone they love.
Yeah.
We've got a very special guest this week.
Hello.
One of the first people who has asked me, without me prompting and begging them, to make an episode for someone they love.
Yes.
And I can think of no better person. So Molly, please introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Molly. And today I'm making a love note for Allison. And she does not know I'm doing this. So I'm very excited to surprise her.
Allison's also lovely. This is going to be perfect. I can't wait to hear about you guys' friendship and the songs that make it up. Also, I feel like for some listeners, they may have heard your voice before if they CITR. Tell us a bit about what you do.
I have a show here on CITR that broadcasts every other week at 10 a.m. on Friday. And it's all about live music. And my co-host Sam and I, who's also a friend of ours in the studio today, him and I go to different concerts and we talk about the show and we sometimes interview people and we play a lot of fun music. So you should totally check it out. Back to the Garden at CITR.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So music is obviously important to you.
Very important to me.
What makes it important to you and Allison?
I would say music is probably the one thing that kind of brought us together. I remember in December of 2021, we had randomly followed each other and she had swiped up on a story of mine. I believe it was an Adrian Lenker song. I think it was Butterfly. And she swiped up and she said, "I love this song." And we had like never spoken before. I had never seen her in my life. But I was just making conversation about music. And then before I knew it, I was like, just have my number. We should chat. Like, we should be friends. I inadvertently was flirting with her. I didn't know that. But it was definitely received as, like, she thought I was flirting with her. And looking back, I was. I straight up was. We were talking about Adrian Lenker and Phoebe Bridgers and Boy Genius. And I was like, you should come over and listen to my limited edition Clara vinyl. Like,
oh my
that's
God,
absurd.
That's the most erotic thing I've ever heard.
Bear in mind, like, I was so-called straight at the time. So, like, there was things amiss. But, no, music is 100%, like, a big part of our friendship and also what brought us together in the first place. So...
Lovely. I think I have a lot of overlap with both of your tastes. And so I'm looking some of the songs coming up and I'm very much looking forward to it. Pika, do you feel like your taste overlaps with the songs?
To be honest, I only saw the last song.
Good. Surprise. Coming up.
So I'll report back at the end of the episode. But I feel like usually on this show, I am woefully ignorant of the songs that people are listening to. So best bet would be I will like them, but I will not have heard them before.
Just to get right into it, what is the first song you chose for Allison today?
The first song that we've got is January by Loving. They are a band from Vancouver Island. I love them very much. They're lovely. However, I chose this song because her and I became friends in January, and it's just a very sweet song, and it reminds me of the summer of 2022, which her and I spent a lot of time and got very close that summer. So I chose it because of its name, because that's when we met in January, but it's also just a lovely little song.
How wonderful. Let's tune in.
Thank you.
I feel extremely uplifted by that track. Love that. I also feel like it's so like wondrous and whimsical, and I can picture you guys kind of frolicking to that.
It's very
soundtrack.
January. It's like a cozy, like meeting a friend, you know. I really like it.
So we heard about how you and Allison met, which was extremely flirtatious. And
on my end, completely unknowingly.
Yeah.
Like just me being a goof.
How did you guys get to know each other more? And when did you know that this was a friendship that was going to end up being really special?
I love that question. I think I knew that Allison was very special quite early on because we clicked so quickly and we got to know each other very fast. We met for the first time as I was studying in the forestry building for probably like an accounting exam or something. Very horrible times in
second year.
It's
always such a jump scare when you tell me that you study things like accounting.
I know. I mean, it's a jump scare for me every day when I have to wake up. I'm like, oh, there's a class in the solder building today. Like, help us all. You know? But I remember I was studying for an accounting exam in the forestry building in December of like 2021, and we had met for the first time, and she like just came to study with me, and I was like, she's so cool and fun and neat. And then winter break happened, and we texted like all throughout winter break. Like, we were FaceTiming. I was in my Niagara bedroom, she was in her Calgary bedroom. We were FaceTiming, texting, and we just connected like so quickly. And then by the time we came back in January, which is when I say we like officially met, we just like we're always hanging out. Always had something to talk about, always had something to do, like whether it was just like studying with her, like no matter what it was, we just always had something to do. And I always felt like I was having so much fun with her. And I think a very important part of our friendship was she came around at a time where I was finally starting to find people at UBC that I actually connected with, because I met her in second year and my first year was COVID. So it was like that was a write off. All my second year people at first were just like proximity solder friends, which is not ideal for me. I don't know. She just came along at such a special time where she introduced me to a lot of people she knew. And I was finally trying to like actually start and find to find people that I actually like get along with and have something in common with. And she was the first friend that I met here where I was like, we really click. We have so much in common. And like you are just the perfect match, just the perfect friend. Like no notes.
Do you think that a lot of your good friendships, like, they feel easy?
I would say, yeah. A lot of the people that I'm closest with, it comes pretty naturally. Like, within a few days or weeks of knowing them, like, within a few times of hanging out with them, I kind of know that they're going to be quite special or we're going to get along quite well. There's a lot of people in my life that, like, it's a pretty instant connection. A love at first sight, if you will.
I completely connect with that. I mean, also, I feel like we have many overlapping friends, so
we're in the same echo chamber 100%.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it's just that we're surrounded by charmers.
Yeah.
But
or we ourselves are charmers.
Oh, we're so charming.
We're so charming.
But yeah, speaking of like shared friendships and shared experiences, I can't help but notice that the next song is you know, experience that I feel like maybe I got to share with you as well, even if you were in VIP and I was in general admission.
Famously.
To a certain concert of the next artist that we have coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about the next song.
The next song we have is True Blue by Boy Genius. And I chose this song because Allison and I, when we were exchanging music in the DMs, obviously Boy Genius was brought up. I mean, come on now, given what we know. But yeah, this I could have chose any Boy Genius song and it would have fit, but this one especially, I really like the lyric, "But it feels good to be known so well. I can't hide from you like I hide from myself." I feel like this entire album is kind of more so an album of platonic love than romantic love. And I'm very fortunate that in the past few years, I've really got to experience a lot of beautiful platonic love. And I think this song is, I don't know, it really talks about that in a very beautiful way. And I couldn't do this episode and not put a Boy Genius song
on. Of course.
On.
Allison was at the concert, right?
Allison was not at the concert.
Wait, oh my God.
She was in Swift Current this summer.
Oh my.
So it's like devastating.
That's so weird that I like implanted her there.
She was held captive in Swift Current.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was
I remember
a very
that being
intense
quite a
day.
Time.
It was a very intense day for many people.
So you and Sam, who host
my co-host
Back to the Garden,
on Back to the Garden, yes.
You got to take some pictures of Boy Genius at the front.
We strangely did get a photo pass for a sold-out show at the Pacific, whatever, what's it called?
PNE Forum.
Yeah, whatever she is.
Probably one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life.
It was insane, and being like in front of the barricade, so my ear was right next to a giant speaker that was projecting to 7,000 people. Like being in front for the first three songs taking photos is something that to this day does not feel real, nor like why did that happen for me? Like what's going on there?
Shout out also because all of the people I went with had VIP. I was in general admission. There was a moment of feeling really low, I'm not going to lie, because the vibes were really crazy. No one else that we knew. No one else.
That's crazy.
I know.
To be fair,
everyone's
like
VIP.
By the time Sam and I had got out of like the photo area, we had to go out, check our cameras, and then come back in after the third song. Mm-hmm. And we were like at the barrier that separated the common GA people.
Yeah.
And the so like I had no better of a view.
Yeah, I just ended up, I just want to shout out my friend Dalmar because I saw, or he, I think he DM'd me on Instagram and he's like, "Are you wearing a blue skirt at the Boy Genius concert?" And I was literally like, "You are now family." And some other CITR homies, Naomi, the other Naomi.
I know Naomi and Del.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people just kind of adopted me at that concert.
Lovely.
And Boy Genius brings people together, including you and Allison. So let's get it started with some Boy Genius.
You said you wanted to feel alive, so we went to the beach. You were born in July 95 in a deadly heat. You say you're a winter bitch, but summer's in your blood. You can't help but become the sun. When you move to
So I feel like at this point we've got kind of the vibes. We've listened to some atmospheric songs, but like, let's get concrete here. Let's talk some defining memories of your friendship.
All right. There's many. I would say the first one that comes to mind is going to relate to a song that we're about to listen to. And it is her and I had decided one fateful evening, the end of second year, that we were going to go to the pit in this year AMS Nest, which was, I mean, that's a loaded choice by default. And the choice only got more and more loaded when we headed to the campus liquor store and we got ourselves like an assorted Smirnoff Ice. I think it was blue. I don't know if that's a Smirnoff Ice in that case, but it was a blue, frilly, very sweet beverage. And we like chugged it on the turf outside the Nest, and then we laid on our backs and looked up at the stars and listened to Ribs by Lord, which is like a little bit corny, but also very sweet. And then another memory that kind of connects to that is about 3 or 4 months later, we went to Victoria to see Lord at Rifflandia. She headlined at Rifflandia. And Allison and I would say one of my favorite memories and favorite things to do with Allison is go to concerts. We went to one last night together. We went to one last Thursday. We've been to many, many concerts. And a lot of the artists that I'm playing today, we've either seen live or have been the backdrop to me driving us to concerts or me driving us around.
I feel like, okay, did your love for Lord originate in like the middle school, high school time of
your
life?
Oh, most certainly it did.
Because
most
I think
certainly.
One of the most affirming experiences in university is like just this thing that you adored so much mm-hmm. for so many years of these like vulnerable years of your life, and just having someone be there with you and being like, I love this thing so much too.
Yeah.
Like I remember we were in your car actually on the way back from Boy Genius.
Yeah.
And you were just playing songs that I was like, oh, like high school me.
I remember you said something so sweet of like high school me would have never thought that I would find like people like this that
yeah.
listen to this. And that's really interesting because Allison was kind of the first person that I had met since high school. I had 2 or 3 very good friends in high school that loved Lord and Phoebe Bridgers and the whole gamut of like our little echo chambers favorite tunes, you know? And I remember leaving high school into my first year of university when it was COVID and not really being able to meet anyone, being like, will I ever find, I guess I got really lucky in high school that I actually had a few decent friends, but will I ever find those people again? And hearing that Allison, like Lord in particular, was kind of like an affirmation that these people are out there, because all these other artists that we connected over were kind of more recent, but Lord was someone I loved since like grade 8. And having not met anyone that really also had loved her, like I don't know, it was a very special moment of like exactly what you said in my car coming home from Boy Genius. Like I didn't know I'd meet these people. High school me would freak out if I knew I would meet all these people that love all this music just like I do.
Yeah, just people who love the same things and then kind of just understand you on an unspoken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On an unspoken level.
Unspoken
you know.
Level. It's just completely subconscious.
We get kind of deep with our friends.
Yeah. We get deep in the car with our...
It's so rare for middle schoolers to like Lord and Vampire Weekend and such. So we're...
Very rare.
Yeah.
We don't exist.
Yeah. So did you already tell us which song in particular we've got queued up then?
Explicitly. We have Ribs by Lord off her album Pure Heroin, which is a classic for the besties. It has this really fun lyric, beautiful lyric that I'm sure many are familiar with. You're the only friend I need sharing beds like little kids. And I've always loved that. I love that in reference to my friends in high school, and her and I would always have these sleepovers at my old apartment because I used to live close to campus and she'd come over. And we'd share my bed like little kids. It was really cute. So that's that.
Thank you. drink you spilt all over me. Lover's spit left on repeat. My mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy. Talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lover's spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home. The drink you spill all over me, lover's spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home.
I like that you, like, ended with the image of, like, sharing the bed like little kids.
Yeah.
Because when we were talking about sharing music from the past, like, I was trying to think of other things that people relate about, like, their books or, yeah. you know, like, the things that they would eat. And it's yeah. all, like, it's more active or it's more tangible. Like, you have yeah. to, like, talk about the book or you have to talk about the thing that you ate or eat it together or whatever. I don't know. But I was thinking, like, listening to music, it's like walking into, like, the same, like, a childhood bedroom and it's the same one. Or,
yeah.
like, being in
that's
a bed
so lovely.
And it's, like, familiar to both of you.
Yeah. Kinda. That's so lovely. I love that. Yeah. That's what I love about, like, sharing music with others so much is you kind of just get to be there and experience it. And you
yeah.
can talk about it if you want to. But you don't really have to.
Yeah.
And it's so lovely. That's yeah. a really lovely analogy.
But I'm kind of curious, what happens when Allison's gone in Swift Current or whatever and you can't be sharing the bed like little kids?
This summer was very interesting because I hadn't spent like an extended period of time away from who I now come to call my like best friend since we had met. And I knew it was going to be strange and tough, but it was a lot more difficult than I thought it would be having this like main support in my life. Although like her and I obviously like ebb and flow. Some weeks we talk like every single day, and then some weeks we're just super busy, so we like don't talk as much. But I always know that she's there, and I always know she's like down the road, and if I need her, I can call her, and if I need her, she can come over. And that dynamic really shifted this summer in a way that I, and it affected me in a way that I really didn't anticipate. But no, it was definitely super tough. No concerts together. There was a lot of concerts this summer that I didn't get to go with her, and she is the ultimate concert buddy. So that was disappointing for both of us, for sure. And we still kept in pretty constant communication, but just not being able to, like, invite her over, not being able to go to the beach with her, and also knowing that, like, she was so far away and kind of in the middle of nowhere in Saskatchewan. It was definitely difficult to know that, like, she was so far away and also removed from, like, everyone that, like, she loves as well. But overall, I think it makes our friendship now even more special. Because as soon as she came back, I'm like, I have regained someone that I never want to be away from ever again. Even though I don't know what the future holds. Maybe I'll have to move away. Maybe she'll have to move away. But it definitely, it made me appreciate her and how much she does for me even more, having not had her by my side for 4 months, although that's like not a very long period of time. But definitely tough. I haven't had like a long distance friendship with someone that I've been so close with maybe ever for that long period of time. Very difficult. Long distance is tough for anyone.
Are there any concerts that you wish that she'd been at in particular, or any artists that if they come back, you feel like you especially want to go to with her?
I would say, without a doubt, Big Thief. I want her to experience Boy Genius as well, but selfishly, Big Thief is probably one of the most incredible concerts I've ever been to, so much so that after I went to Night One in Vancouver, I drove all the way to Seattle 2 days later because I need to see, like, it was genuinely quite amazing. I've been to a lot of shows, and that was probably one of the best. So if they were to return again, I, without a doubt, would be dragging her to see Big Thief. And that kind of leads us into the next song we have, which is No Reason by Big Thief off their album Dragon New More Mountain, I Believe in You. That's a mouthful. And I chose this song because there's one lyric. I have this memory, like, so vividly in my head of us driving back from this really special day we had, just kind of wandering around Commercial in, like, maybe mid-November of last year. And I remember she was in the passenger seat, I think Sam was in the back seat, and she was just auxing all these lovely little, she was playing all these lovely little songs, and I never really knew what was next. And at some point, No Reason by Big Thief came on. And I remember this lyric, like a falling eyelash on your sweater, threading future through the past. When that played, I just remember like sharing a moment with her over that lyric. And I've always loved that lyric. But it was just, it was at the tail end of us kind of spending this beautiful afternoon together, and I was driving everyone home. And I remember this song just felt so perfect, and the moment felt so perfect. And mm-hmm. I don't know if she remembers that, but I certainly do. And I wanted to share that.
Allison, if you're listening, hopefully this brings back that memory.
And everyone else will be listening to this once, and then we'll be driving to Seattle and listening to it again.
Been pulling through since the last time I touched you. Making do with an internet signal. Calling for the delivery to the front door. There is no reason to believe, no reason at all. Come together.
depending on when the listener is listening, this may not be relevant anymore, but I just want to wish everyone a happy Spotify Wrapped. Somehow it's now in late November that they do that instead of maybe at the end of December when the year's over. But
I mean, here we are.
We have no choice. We are at the whim of Spotify. Mm-hmm. And we were just chatting, and Big Thief is your number one.
Big Thief is my number one. I embarrassingly am top 0.05%, which is a bit intense. Am I surprised? No, but it does feel a little bit jarring. But I'm not really surprised.
Are you one of those people who's like posted it on your story? Does that resonate with you?
I currently am an Instagram.com user. Allison and I are actually both on our Instagram.com grind in that, like, if I have the app on my phone, I'm going to doom scroll and I'm going to do things that I just shouldn't be doing. So I haven't posted my Spotify Wrapped on my story. It feels a bit on the nose. Like, people have seen what I've been up to. Like, if you follow me and you care, you will have seen that I like Big Thief. We don't need to give a confirmation of that by letting the people know that I'm within 0.05.
By Instagram.com, do you mean that you, like, instead go on your laptop to, like, check in once in a while?
Like, I will be, I just go on either Safari or my computer.
I do the exact same thing. I cannot have Instagram on my phone.
No, I have it on my iPad to do posts for Back to the Garden.
That's what I need to be doing, because I, like, download it just for this show and our Instagram, which everyone should follow, at LoveNotesCITR. But then as soon as it's on my phone, I'm like 4 hours of the day.
That's
the
thing. That's what I used to do. I download it and then I would, like, mess around and then I would forget to delete it again. So you've got to be on Instagram.com.
But yeah, what do you think is, like, have you seen any Spotify Wrapped that people are posting where you're like, that indicates actually that this is a sexy person or something like that? Or is it all
Taylor
just
Swift at number one?
Okay, I was just exposed by Pika. That was really hateful.
I didn't say who it was.
Yeah, I do have Taylor Swift at number one this year and last year, and
she's sexier for it.
I just find so much nostalgia and
Allison
so
loves
many
Taylor
good times
Swift. Allison will appreciate Taylor
Thank
Swift
you.
Being at your number one.
I've, like, seen memes specifically making fun of people who have Taylor Swift at number one, so I'm just sensitive about it.
That's fair.
I also have, like, Mac DeMarco and The Strokes in the top five, so I'm a very multifaceted person.
You're
Thank
well-rounded.
You.
I believe that. I trust and believe that. You can do both.
Thank you. But yeah, I think that upon seeing your Spotify Wrapped just in the stew, because you didn't post it on social media, it's pretty epic in my opinion. I
Thank
find
you
it
so
very
much.
Cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I guess I've been working hard on it. I've just been existing, albeit in, like, an oscillating between mildly mentally ill and, like, euphoric state. Hence the Christian Lee Hudson that's on there. Hence the beach house. Hence, what else is on there?
Boy Genius.
Boy Genius. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's Men I Trust as well. Canadian. Lovely.
Mm. Well, in terms of Christian Lee Hudson, who
Speaking of.
He's connected to Phoebe, if I'm not mistaken.
He is. I've interviewed him. He is lovely and special and precious. He is one of my favorite people on earth. And the next song we have, Northsiders, by Christian Lee Hudson, off his first album, Beginners, is a very special song to me. I know it's a very special song to Allison. And I know that because when I was interviewing him this summer, she asked me to ask him the specific meaning behind this song, Northsiders, which I was also curious about. And essentially, it's just a song about, it's like, if you read the lyrics, it's literally just a story of him, like, at the end of high school, kind of going through a time of transition and change, saying bye to old friends. It literally just tells a story of, like, what's happened in his life, in reference to the end of, like, his high school experience, I think it was. And that was a really fun question for me to ask. And it was a very fun question for me to, like, send to her as she was in Swift Current. Be like, this is what Christian Lee Hudson said to your song, or to your question on this song. And it's also a special song because this is a song that I remember would always be playing in the car when we would go on our little hikes in the summer of 2022. This was always on, like, the soundtrack for a little drive. And it also, he opened for Phoebe Bridgers when she came in August of 2022. Her and I went to both nights of that. We bought tickets together for night one and then again in night two. And I remember just kind of sitting, watching him open and just like sitting there with her and being like, this is so gorgeous. And we were both really struck by this song when he opened for her, which is the first time we had actually listened to Christian Lee Hudson without that concert. So there's a lot of lore with this one. This one like has intertwined in many different memories and many different parts of our friendship. But it's also just a really beautiful song. I was listening to this on the bus ride here and I almost started crying because it's like, I don't know, it's his music is so evocative of very nostalgic emotions. And I feel a lot of nostalgia listening to it now for both her and I and just in general. So.
New in town, kind of goth. I met you in the science quad. You asked if I had any pot. We're going up to Mikey's spot. Covering important ground. I tried cocaine at my cousin's house. Yeah, I'm probably addicted now. The things that children lie about. I didn't know. It was getting late. You offered me a place to stay. We live up in the Palisades. Tell your folks you ran away. Besides, you're a North Sider now. Nothing's going to change it, pal. Then didn't trust the government, said that we were communists and thought that we invented it. Morrissey apologists, amateur psychologists, serial monogamists, we went to different colleges. But you said that we would always be branches on the same old tree, reaching away from each other for eternity. And you know I can't argue with that. Nothing's going to change it now. Working in the smoothie shop, but I couldn't get the weekend off. She told me I was getting soft. I read an article about the accident, probably reaching for cigarettes, and missed the brake lights up ahead. I hope it was an instant death. Sometimes I imagine us way down the line, getting fat somewhere in the countryside. It's crazy how things shake out sometimes. But maybe that's enough magic for me. Nothing's going to change it now.
Downright pleasant. That Christian Lee Hudson song. Extremely pleasant, extremely comforting.
Extremely cozy on this rainy day, which we're recording this on.
If you are a listener in Vancouver, odds are it's raining when you're listening to this.
And in that case, consider yourself blessed because it's been nothing but cozy vibes for the past 46 minutes. Amazing. For this next little song, Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera off of True That. I just picked this because, first of all, he's a lovely Canadian artist. Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
He's Canadian, right? I didn't hallucinate
Both
that.
Elliot Page and Michael Cera are Canadian, and a lot of Juno was filmed in Dunbar. Fun fact.
I know that because I recognized a house when I was watching Juno recently. I was like, that is crazy. That is the Dunbar Southlands. Mm-hmm. Allison loves Juno, by the way. Allison dressed up with her girlfriend as Juno and Bleecker this Halloween, famously. So everything...
That was an iconic costume.
They looked really good. Like, it was a good costume.
That was one of the lowest nights that I've ever had, and you did see me at my lowest.
I was quite concerned.
That night on Halloween this year,
There was high highs and low lows.
Half marathon untrained, and then proceeded to be super ill. And still tried to go to a party because I was in a matching costume with my best beef, Kaylee. We were frog when I meant frog and toad. But I was like, I have to go because I have to be the second member of this little fun bestie costume. And I proceeded to just feel like the illest I've ever felt.
I was quite concerned. And
I did not drink a drop of alcohol, by
the way.
You
were shaking... thrashing, not doing well.
Minutes before we left, I was lying completely horizontal on the floor of Tessa's room. I was simply unwell. It wasn't a good idea that I went. I was feverish for the rest of the night. Oof. Thanks for listening. Molly was really supportive, though.
As Midsummer May Queen, I wanted to make sure that yourself and everyone else was all right. And at some point, I lost you, and I was scared.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Yeah, I think I scared a few people that night, but...
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be scary.
Yeah.
And I would say the
spooky angle I had was just being deeply unwell.
And the opposite of scary, I would say, is Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera.
Let's return home, everyone.
We're coming back to home base.
Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in and get back in the game. Start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas or might go to somewhere that I've never been. And get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. And start talking again when I know what to say.
We were just regaled with tales of a young Naomi playing this song to a lover in the park and singing. Beautiful story, but let's bring it back to Allison now, the recipient of this love note.
Lovely.
If Allison has not listened to Love Notes before, then she may not know that you are about to be speaking directly into her ear as if she is here. You may not even know that you're about to do that.
I'm learning as we go.
But I invite you to do so. You can speak to her, tell her whatever you want over the radio, and then you can introduce our last song.
Beautiful. Hello, Allison. I just wanted to let you know that I love and care for you very much. You are a very important and special person to me, especially when I think of my time here in Vancouver and the way I'm able to call Vancouver home right now. It is very much because of you in my life, and you have been such a consistent and lovely support for me throughout many different phases of my life the past 2 years, a little over 2 years. And I'm just very thankful that we met and that you followed me on Instagram and that we talked about an Adrian Lanker song, because who knows where I would be without you. And I hope you've enjoyed this. And for a final song, I've chosen Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens off of Carrie and Lowell. Death with Dignity. And this song, I think I really started listening to this album the beginning of the summer of 2022, because I think you had put on the record when you first moved into your Marine Drive apartment, and you put on this record after probably songs by Adrian Lanker, if I recall correctly. And I remember this song really struck a chord, and I listened to it a lot in the car that summer, and every time I played it, I would think of you. And then I didn't listen to it for a while, and then it came up like on shuffle one day in the middle of fall last year, and I have a vivid memory of being like, whoa, I feel like it's summertime again, and I'm in the car with Allison. So, I don't know, this song just really reminds me of you, and I know you love this song and this album. So I hope you enjoy.
There's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin. But I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
Forgive you, Mother, I can hear you.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of Love Notes.
We would love to thank Molly for coming on, a radio CITR legend who has blessed us with their presence.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to be able to have done this. Albeit it's been in the works. Like, I think I'm looking at the playlist right now, and I made this playlist in like beginning of October. So this has been cooking. Like, we've been cooking up for this one.
We have been cooking. Oh my God, it's December 1st. I just noticed. Happy sort of holiday season to those who partake. I'm personally such a Christmas dork, so this is actually really big. I've not listened to a Christmas song all year. I've been waiting for December 1st, so after this, that's what I'm going to do.
We're so back.
It's actually December 5th for the listener.
Okay, yeah. It'll be December 5th when you hear this.
But we are recording on December 1st.
Yeah.
And now everyone knows.
Yeah.
Now the sausage
the mystery.
Gets made. Please check out our Instagram because we're going to post a sweet little post for Molly and Allison.
Yay.
And you can see what their friendship looks like in photograph form. Listen to the songs as you stare at the photo.
Yeah, I hope
and,
so.
yeah, that's kind of how you can keep track of what we're up to on the show. And we will be back every other Tuesday at 10 a.m. Maybe... we're going to be on a hiatus, sadly, for a bit. I am moving for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole other, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, like, processing to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure much music and Love Note-esque pondering mm-hmm. will be taking place on my end. So I hope that, you know, you guys are all in that with me.
I'm in that with you.
I'm in that with you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
To change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods.
You're listening to UBC Medicine Learning Network presents on CITR Radio.